Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Fett. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max.
Yeah, what up, this your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKL, in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl, MZ underscore STL on Twitter. Let's chop it up. Get at the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse underscore radio at Twitter. We got a great show lined up for y'all. We going to get it in because that's just what we do. So let me get the rest of the family on the line. My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star.
Hey,
what's the deal?
Yeah.
Hey,
happy Sunday, everybody. Oh,
my
man,
family.
This is a beautiful day, man. What's up with everybody, man? What's good?
I know, right? Hey, I had a crazy dream, y'all. I had a dream we was all in the same place, and it was epic. That's why we don't need to be all, like, together, because it's just, we'll get in some trouble, you know? We'll get in some trouble. It was crazy. It was so vivid. It was live, you know what I'm saying? I was like, what the fuck? Niecy, thought the chain as usual, you know what I'm saying? Rap Star was over there being dad, like, y'all clowning, what is you doing? It was everything, though. It was everything, telling you. Nah, but how y'all feeling? Everybody good?
Man, I'm good, man. I just can't. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rap Star.
No, I was just saying, I just came back from the studio. I got the final cut from my new song I'm releasing soon called Holla. It's perfect. Shout out to my boy Lamont Giles. That man is a fucking beast on the fucking editing songs, man. He's an amazing producer, man. Like, seriously, me and him, we're going to do some more work together. It's crazy, though. But shout out to him because, you know, this record is going to be crazy once I release it.
We excited. Mm-hmm. We excited. The world awaits. Niecy, how you feeling, ma?
I'm fine, cooking, and just got out the tub washing his cat. You know.
What you cooking? What you make? What we eating for dinner?
So I don't know what else I'm making, but I got some chicken, bacon some chicken, and I'm trying to figure out what else I'm going to make with it.
Mm-hmm. You need a vegetable. Can I get some broccoli?
I just don't want nothing that I've been having. You know what I mean? Or something that I ain't had this week to go with it.
Why don't you scallop them potatoes, though? Scallop them potatoes.
Scallop them potatoes,
though.
Did you say scallop and potatoes?
No, I said scallop and potatoes, though. Scallop the potatoes.
Oh.
Sound good, don't talk.
My child don't eat it. My child don't eat. That's the part. My youngest don't eat scallops. She don't eat corn. She don't eat scallops. She's so goddamn picky. She need her own.
Nah, tell her she trippy trip. Hey,
don't know what she missed.
Announcement. Hey, it tell us all good. Eat it and just live it, love it, and all that shit. But let's get these announcements real quick, and we come back and jump into that where they do that at. So, real quick, let's go. Dollhouse, we out here. Let's get it.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you are here live. I'll Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Get at us, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something to say. If you hit it by mistake, hit it again. It'll take it back. But where they do that at?
Yeah. Hey, yo, where do they do that at, right? Apparently, I got some nut in my city. But check this out. This guy, in his 30s, his name is Kyle Jones. He has never dated a woman his age. This is a guy. There's a video about this guy. His name is Kyle Jones. He's actually from Alabama, but he lives in my city. He's 31, and he always been attracted. You know how, you know, people have different preferences and who they attracted to, you know, for relationships, you know. His preference is that he prefers older women, which nothing wrong with that. I'm in a relationship with an older woman, but he prefers women 65 years old and better. He pursues older, elderly women. He says he loves their saggy skin. He loves, you know, he's been in a long-term relationship with a 91-year-old woman. He dates several women around. He's dating a woman who is 68. Her name is Anna. He doesn't really want to be tied down or settled down, so he has, like, this, you know, this mentality of he don't want to be monogamous. They accuse him for going after, like, the elderly's money. Like, you know, if, you know, he's a gold digger or something like that, he's only in it for, you know, monetary gain from it. But he says he genuinely, truly loves being with older, elderly women. Where they do that at? Well, apparently they do it right here in my city. So what do you think about that? What do you think about that, STL, Niecy? What's up?
Hey, yo, he's looking for a sugar mama. That's straight up.
That's what I said.
He's looking for a sugar mama. That's why, you know what I'm saying? He say he ain't in it for the money, but he already know. He can say no, 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 and they'll be like, no, baby, take this and get you something first.
Get your allowance, baby.
No, you already know. Come on now, he's full of shit. Each and every the older ladies, they know they can't hang, but they know they'll keep him coming. And he's a boy toy.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he just said it to be a beneficiary. I ain't going to even lie. I mean, come on, dude.
I'm just saying,
when you as you age, as you get older, your body it doesn't necessarily react the same. It's just like once a man gets past a certain age, he got to take that old Viagra, you know what I'm saying, that big B, you know what I'm saying, to get where he want to be. And, you know, as women, you know, the slopes is not as slippery once you get to a certain age, you know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is, I mean, they got to take up to keep up with him. Your sex drive is different when you in your 30s, 40s. You know, I give it 50s. You know, once you get upper 60s-ish, 70 and things of that nature, man, you ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? Your cookie jar, it creaks. You know what I'm saying? And your soldier needs, you know what I'm saying, some friends, some assistance to do what he need to do. I think he's in it for the money. He could say it all he wants to. Get the fuck out of here. That's a crazy-ass fetish to me, to be like, oh, I just love the wrinkles. Really? That's like obeying your grandma. Really? The fuck? Are you serious? No. He took it for a bag. He waiting on a motherfucker to kick the bucket so he could be the beneficiary. That's what I'm saying. I don't care what he say.
Yeah,
what's y'all
age limits
on dating? He in it for the money? That's what I said. He in that shit for the money. I don't believe for 1 minute he sees, like, granny is like, ooh, did you take your Geritol, baby? You drinking that, you eating that fiber like that? You know what I'm saying? You turning me on. I don't believe that. I do not believe
that. He rubbing
that
Ben Gay, man. He rubbing that Ben Gay, you know?
You heard me. Come here, baby. Let me rub that Ben Gay all on your back. No. Nah, dog. No. I don't believe that.
And when she say don't mention when she takes them dentures out, man. She's a beast. Take them dentures
that
out.
That nigga turned. Damn, baby, you look so good when you yanking it out your mouth. Is that mint flavored poly grip you used today? No. So. No.
Them gums is popping.
Okay.
them gums is popping. He loving it. That's a damn
thing. I tell you what, though. I bet you she gave him the best motherfucking head he ever had. She snatched them motherfucking dishes out on a nasty night. Snatch them dentures out like I'm keeping my little young stud and go to town. You heard me?
Mm-hmm.
Go in.
And she give him a couple little bucks, making sure his pockets is fat. It's all good.
All gums, no teeth.
So we agree that the guy, he's just a whore. He's just a whore. He's just trying to get whatever he get for what he get. That's crazy.
He don't got to deal with no drama. You know that? I mean,
yeah.
With an older person, she already looking at him. Yeah, she getting her time. She's getting what she wants. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She knows already. I'm telling you, most older women like that, like at that age, they know what time it is. Either, you know, that you want something younger, you want something, you know what I'm saying? Or you want something older. And a lot of the older women like that, they like a little something to play with. You give her a little attention. She can act like his mama from time to time. You know what I'm saying? But she also knows she can't move. So, you know, he can leave out, come and go as he please. You know, everything, food is done, dinner is done. She in the bed by 8:30, so, and he's not sleeping. She's not going to give him no higher way to go. She's not. She's dead. Go here, sugar. Take this money. Take a bank card. And there she go. It's sad. And she's going to make sure she's going to keep a clean house. I'm sorry to say, but some of you young bitches don't know how to clean up. Some of you young bitches believe that all you got to do is have some of the flyest fucking clothes on, and your house is nasty than a motherfucker. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
True.
That's real talk. You know what I'm saying?
They on Facebook
every day. From my experience, what I have seen, you know what I mean? Some of you bitches don't need to be taking them pictures inside your motherfucking house with all that motherfucking garbage around there. Fucking dirty guy.
Word to mother.
You know what I'm
Word
saying?
Word to mother.
Bloody draws. You know, crusty pants, G-strings with the crust. I mean, come on, I have seen it all. And it's sad, but, you know, some niggas know, they know where they're going to be happier at. You know?
Well, check.
Everybody, one hand, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry to say, fair shame, ain't no robbery. I ain't mad at him.
I'm taking advantage
of the lady.
What you say, Red Thug?
Check this out. Let's see. You say you've seen it all, Niecy. Well, let's see if you can actually have you seen this before. There's a restaurant in the city of California, and it's called the Magic Restroom Cafe. And what they do is they serve entrees in toilet shape like plates.
Toilet shape.
They have a
like the thing from the hospital that you get on and you send one of them.
It's an actual toilet. It's a plate. It's an actual plate that is shaped and look like a regular toilet. Like when you go into the restaurant, right, and you sit down at the restaurant, they got toilet side seats that you sit on at the table to eat. And whatever you want to eat, they put it in like a miniature toilet and you eat up out of the toilet. They got several menus here. I got a list of few. The appetizing names, you got the golden poop rice.
Oh, hell.
You got black poop, which is a chocolate sundae. You got something that says smells like poop, that's braided, braised pork over rice. They got something called bloody number two, which is basically a vanilla strawberry sundae mixed in one. And, you know, they give you what you want. And you get the spoon and you eat it into the toilet and you eat it like that.
Hey, they got a gimmick. They done took a gimmick and probably made some good ass money. It's nasty, but it's different. You know what I'm saying? And I bet you people going. Are they saying that people are making a lot of business? People going because they think it's funny.
Yeah, right.
Nah.
Right. They think it's funny.
You know what? Ain't shit funny about that. If anything, that's some nasty shit. And I'm this type of bitch. I'm in the stall at the restaurant, and I'm looking. If I hear you come out that stall and don't see, I look at your shoes. So if you come out and I don't hear you turn on that water, and I come out, I'm looking for your shoes like you nasty bitch. You the nasty trifling stank mouth gutter bitch. That ain't shit funny about that, man. Nothing. You don't associate food and no toilet. I don't bring me nothing. I know it's a ball, but this. Nah, man, it's real, man. Nah. We ain't doing that. No. Hell to the no. That's fucking disgusting. You, even if you said, I got you, I'm paying, it's on me, we sure as hell ain't going there.
Shit, no. We ain't going to the bathroom, to the lavatory. What is it called?
The restaurant is called the Magic Restroom Cafe.
They ain't going to the bathroom or the lavatory. They say in school the lavatory, the restroom.
At least lavatory is a classier name than that. No. Trifling. No. It's disgusting.
But it's crazy because they probably make a good money because people, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna try shit out. People gonna try it out if it ain't nothing but to just see, you know. And it's a big, they laughing about it the whole time. And eating that shit.
If I take you there, I don't fucking like you. If I take you there, I don't care for you. Real talk. I don't like you. If I take you there, just know I'm up to something. I don't like you. So no. That's crazy. Y'all be bringing stuff and y'all be destroying everything from the inside out. Just like I ain't looked at porn the same since y'all told me about that crazy fetish shit. Y'all destroyed my life. I don't know what's going on. No lie. That's crazy.
Educate you.
Well, you surely did that, I'll tell you. Because that ain't nobody got time for that. That's crazy. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. But anyway, you know, it's about that time, man. It's 420 somewhere in the world, so we going to have to get off into we need to take a break. We got to pay them bills and pretty much, hey, smoke them if you got them. Let's go right here. Where are we going? Let me see what I want. I need some new vibes. What we got? Hold on. Y'all don't pay me no attention. Just rock with me. Fuck it. Let's go here. Let's go. Let's do Lifted. You can't go wrong with Lydia Caesar. Lifted. Let's go. Dollhouse.
Yeah.
Lydia Caesar. Got a remix for ya. Yeah. Every time you come around, I get so lifted. Ooh, 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 ooh. Got to admit, I'm addicted. Ooh, 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 ooh. Cause you like a hit of the best lift. Boy, you got that ooh, 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 ooh. When I need a fix, you pull out some tricks. And I be like, ooh, 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 ooh. My man, he got the golden glove, the Midas touch. Loving like, ooh. He know I can never get enough. My favorite drug, overdosing on you. Cause men, I want the ordinary love. Oh, no. I went and found my diamond in the rough. Now he's mine. He ain't falling, stand up loving me the way. And I know to make him feel some type of way. Euphoria, I want more, yeah. Baby, take me
every
higher.
Every time you come around, I get so lifted, yeah.
So lifted. Got to admit, I'm addicted, baby. For a sweet lips, the way we kiss, body like ooh, strung out on his fingertips, with every grip I fall deeper into you. Cause men, I want the ordinary love. Oh no, I went and found my diamond in the rough. Now he's mine. He ain't falling, stand up loving me the way. And I know to make him feel some type of way.
Every time you come around, I get so lifted.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
To admit I'm addicted.
I'm addicted.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Cause you like a hit of the best lift.
Boy,
you got the ooh, 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 ooh. When I need a fix, you pull out some tricks. And I be like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, if you're just not joining us, you live with All Talk No Filter. That was that Lydia Caesar Lifted. Hey, we're gonna get into this hot seat. Real quick. All right, let's jam this in. Okay. One of America's favorite couples, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend. Now this is pertinent. I thought this was very interesting because recently, she had caught some backlash on social media because I don't know if you guys remember the cartoon character Arthur, the little doggy deal. I mean, here he comes on like Channel 9.
It's yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So one of the fans had said that he kind of resembled Arthur. So knowing that this got under his skin, yeah, she went and posted on social media, and you know, just because she knows that gets under his skin, she posted a picture of the baby Luna and the doll that she has of Arthur, and said, "Is Luna with her dad?" on social media. So a lot of people, it was already out there that he doesn't like that. So my thing is, when you're dealing with someone, is it okay to go in on things that you know that that's going to piss them off, and go in on those things, even if you just playing? Is that good etiquette in the relationship to just do shit to try to intentionally get under somebody's skin and you know that's a hot button for them?
So you saying she put it on social media?
Yes, she put that on because a fan had tweeted it, you know, a little while back, and he was very upset about it. So he already made that known to her. You know, I don't like that. So it's like something that she keeps, poking at him about, knowing that he doesn't like this particular thing. It bothers him. But she keeps going in on it. And recently, her baby, Luna, has an Arthur doll. So she posted a picture of Luna on social media and just said it's a picture of Luna with her dad. But it was the Arthur doll.
Wow.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So that shit not fun. Cause go ahead.
Somebody was petty as fuck. That was petty.
That's crazy.
Well,
we know
petty.
They was arguing. We know what they arguing was about that night. Mm-mm. And she probably was laughing the whole fucking time. Okay, I'm sorry, but she ain't taking down, did she? Nope. Shit, because she meant it. She knows.
I bet you that cartoon now is like ruined. Like nobody in the house could watch it now. Like no little kids could watch Arthur. Like it would be like an unspoken like story. Like a little kid watching Arthur and just like turn that shit off. It would be a very awkward thing in that house. Like little kids can't watch Arthur. They can't watch public radio stations now. They can't watch it now because it'd be a tender subject. Him looking like Arthur.
I mean, in my opinion, when you know something, it's a hot button issue for somebody, and you're supposed to be in a relationship. Oh, but baby, I love you. I care about you. You don't keep. Do even not in a plain manner. It's like you don't do that because if I tell you, hey, this specifically gets on my fucking nerves. Don't do that. I don't like that. Don't you think? I mean, the only way I'm gonna do it is I'm an evil bitch. I get you if we arguing and I know chill like that. That's when I'm hit you with it. I'm not doing it for fun for play. STL is not for play. I'm not doing it for that. So if I do it, I'm gonna do it because. That's my leverage. I'm using it to piss you off because you messed up. You did something that I didn't like, so I'm going to do something that you don't like. But
maybe that was what was behind it, but that's her way. Maybe they play like that shit. Who the fuck knows?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That shows you they're just as real as anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
True that. A lot of people don't think that. A lot of people don't think that celebrities and motherfuckers have the same issues that we have every day. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers think just because they on TV, on award shows, see them in movies, see them singing, acting, dancing, whatever the fuck it may be. You know what I'm saying? That you're not human like the rest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is because I go through the same shit. So, yeah, it is. People don't think that these motherfuckers, because they're celebrities or whatever, that they don't have a regular life. She know what gets to him. She fucking with him. I just want to be a fly on the wall to see. I just want to be a fly on the wall to see what the argument was about. Because you know he went in. You know
he let him
know.
I mean, to the public, he's such a lovable dude. I can't really even per se see him getting pissed off. And then even when he's on 10, I mean, I'm just trying to picture how does John Legend lash out at wife? You know what I mean? I just don't see it. I mean, Rapstar, do you do things that you know going to get under somebody's skin and you in a relationship, you like, oh, baby, love you, blah, 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 whatever. If you had that, it was something that you know didn't sit right with them, would you continue to do it, even plainly? Would you do it? Just off some GP type stuff, just to abuse yourself.
Nah, because that would, you know, make my night bad. You know, I want to enjoy my night.
Do.
I would purposely.
Well, no, I can't say that.
I can't say that I've never, ever done it, but at the same time, it's not a good idea for you to, keep the fire burning. You know, it's not a good idea. not a good idea to do that, you know. But I'm guilty of sometimes, you know, pushing buttons that I know I can push just to get my way for certain things, you know. But it's not a good idea, obviously. Like, Niecy, I would be a fly on the wall, like, how that fucking argument goes and everything like that, you know. Over this and nigga talking about, you know, because this seems like, what if they get into an argument again? So what if she snaps out and be like, you Arthur-looking little motherfucker and everything like that? Like, that's going to blow some public station television-looking ass cartoon drawled out. Like, I want to, like, that'd be some funny shit. Did you know what? That's funny, because I was actually kind of watching Arthur last night. That was funny as hell. But yeah, word up.
My thing is, I know, don't do it to me, because my level of evil, I am a bitch. So if you don't want me to take, it's all gloves. You know,
so you don't want when I come out there, even though we're not significant others, we friends, you don't want me to talk about some panties that you're saving in that drawer, is what you're trying to say. Miss STL.
Get on my nerves. She's like a fucking elephant.
You don't want me to
remember everything.
You don't want me to wait till we get into the bar or the restaurant to talk about some panties that's in the top right-hand corner of the dresser drawer. That you've been collecting from all them bitches.
She's clowning. Is that what you're saying? Don't be like them, huh? Hey. You clowning. Look. Don't do me like that. You don't do me like that. Don't let us be walking if you talking about some panties. What?
I had to.
You clowning. Look. I don't like her. She acts up.
So you gonna
she acts
now
up.
You don't like me, so you gonna take me to the bathroom. What you call it? The restroom? What's it called? The restroom, bus stop? What is it called?
The magic restroom cafe.
Because you don't like me. This is how it's gonna go. You don't like me because I said you be got them panties in the top right-hand corner drawer over there to the left. So you're going to take me to the bus, to the restroom. And I'm going to have to eat out the toilet. And I got to eat out the toilet. I got to eat the brown turd, the brown shit, the red and the bloody red or whatever the hell it's called.
Clowning. Why does she act like that? Anyway, oh my goodness. That's ridiculous. Look, okay, push it forward. Okay, so real talk, since that's the page we're on right now, so everybody know about that whole thing with Drake and him supposedly having a love child out there with a porn star. So I don't know if y'all watch. I know I'm a fan of Tiana and Iman. I am a huge Tiana Taylor fan.
Mm-hmm.
When she came here to St. Louis some years ago, I got to perform with her in our May Day parade. It's a huge, huge thing here in St. Louis. They do every summer. But it came to light that her man Iman had some interactions with same porn star, and he said he wanted to do some damage control. So he jumped out front of it, and he said that him and Tiana had talked about it, and that she was okay with it, and she knew. And he, in fact, gave her what he called his hit list. So I guess evidently he gave her a hit list of all these different women that he had some interactions with. And my thing is, right, I know, right? I would love to see that
list.
Well,
damn it, my name wasn't on there. Shit. Shit, because I ain't got, hey, I wouldn't have told nobody. Shit, what? I would have said it wasn't me.
Somebody a hit list of people that you smash to do damage control. Would y'all do something like that?
They gotta have, you know what? Wait a minute. They gotta have a serious type of relationship. You know what I'm saying? And maybe, you know, some women feel like, you know what I mean, they perceive what we see on TV as to be one type of way, but maybe they got some type of hell of an understanding, like, you know, you go do what you do, but you bring your ass home, and it is what it is at home, you know what I'm saying? Like, she accepting that look. That's, you got to be, you know what, that's a strong woman to accept some type of shit like that, you know what I'm saying? She like, shit, she know what's right, but she got her own money, you know what I'm saying? She got her own bread, so it ain't, definitely ain't the money. She definitely love this motherfucker and willing to stick to the good and the bad. He probably done told her all that shit, told her it'll never happen. You know the favorite word. It only happened one time with each of them. It'll never happen again. Or I was drunk. You know? It's sad.
I mean, they wild together. Shit, I wouldn't put it past. I'm trying to think what I get from Tiana. Would she be like a stingy lover? Like, you got me fucked up, or would she invite a little some men? But I don't think
she kind of study. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the things she doing, the way she act, you know, they might be having little fun on the side. You know, she got stuff.
Rapstar, would you
study.
Present a hit list, dog? Would you present a hit list to somebody?
I hope not. The fuck?
Last time I ain't gonna speak too. He ain't gonna say too much on this level.
Look, I'm not giving no hit list. But what I will do is if we're out in public and I see the person, and I'm gonna say hi to you, I'll give you a head nod, whatever. But I'm not giving no hit list. If we're in the same environment, like let's say we all at a party, and that person is in the room, just to do some damage control, I might be like, hey. I remember that motherfucker from back in the day. And if you know me, because people know, hey, the kid get down. I went hard. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be like, hey, there was some interaction there. You know what I mean? So, but I'm not giving you no hit list. First of all, that would be a hell of a list. And on top of, because I was in an open relationship for like 5 years, and it was wild. So I'm not, no.
The questions that come behind, just it's unnecessary shit to even have to bring up, because that causes all type of drama. That whole night, the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks, the bitch gonna keep on your girl, whatever, girl, your guy, whatever, gonna keep on bringing that shit up. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna turn into all types of arguments and stuff. But for him to give her a full list, listen, it's more going on in that relationship. She told you, she if you look at her, she a little study. You know what I mean? She looks stud in her own way. I mean, I don't know. You know, tomboy in there. She pretty, you know, pretty girl.
Allegedly. Study.
Allegedly. Allegedly to me, she a little study. To me, that's me. That's just my feelings. It has nothing to do with Dollhouse Radio or All Talk. It's my feelings. Niecy Honey gets feelings. She looks study. Hey, it is what it is, but she getting her papers, so it's all good. You know? Hey. Be study and keep your man. Look it, buddy. But either way it go, to real talk, they got a hell of a relationship. If she was able to accept it and move past it. We don't know what, you know what I mean, what's the outcome. What they do know is they got that contract right now where they in that shit together, and they ain't about to end that shit. So, you know, and they got that beautiful baby girl, you know what I'm saying? So they getting money together regardless, you know what I'm saying? They ain't going to put nothing, no, you know, no wall up to fuck the bag up. She got to be a strong woman. Something more going on.
They still don't want to pull together. They done made money. Talk shit on songs and some more stuff.
Mm-hmm. But she's a strong woman. You know what I'm saying? She's a strong woman because she do what she take care of business. You know what I'm saying? She is the backbone, you know, definitely the backbone. But she got a lot going on. I mean, together they doing the damn thing. Hey, I congratulate them.
Definitely a shout out on that, and shout out Tiana. If you ever come back to St. Louis, man, I really, really hope to be in your presence again. That was a great day. Much love. We gonna get off into a little break, real quick, and we'll be back. And we gotta see what Niecy on with these honey dip thoughts, man. I'm gonna jump out here when I be trying to jump out with these new artists. They be letting me down. But let me see what this dude, Candace White, bombs away. Let's go. Let's see what she's talking about. Cow House.
I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals with my pen. Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong, I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a somali. Hop up the stoop, jump in the coop. Big dip on top of the roof. Flexing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drive to stop and blow the brain. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Chambean, pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Yolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. Cabrón, a ti no te conocen ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo, Bobby Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Woo! Drop the top and blow the brand. Woo! Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Celia Cruz, tengo el azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo, cabrón, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tel y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara, no salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes has escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa, soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Cosa, cosa, es la cosa, mami es la cosa, el que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
I said I like it like that,
I said I like it like that.
Yeah, it actually ended up being Cardi B. I like it. You know, we catch you next time, Candace. But anyway, Honey Dip thoughts. What you thinking, Honey Dip?
Yo, I don't know. My week has been quite calm. It's been some some new shit at this little piece of job. Like, I ain't never know so many people fucking in you know, in a place of employment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's fucking. This shit is crazy as hell to me. You know, I don't really pay attention, but I spot out little shit when I see motherfuckers off in the corner. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be working. They off in the corner doing this and doing that. You know, shit is crazy to me. Motherfuckers finding condoms in boxes and shit. Not just a condom, but used condoms. You know what I'm saying? The fuck is come in them, tied in a knot. The fuck is going on? I mean, I didn't find it, but I actually spoke to the person who did find it. You know, I got a bitch that sit across, and she's a sweet little girl. You know, a little 26. She just turned 26 years old. They sit across from me in the break room. Well, cafeteria, break room, whatever the fuck you want to call this shit. So, and she was dealing with a Caucasian boy. Called, well, nice dude, real nice. Nigga got 3 jobs, okay? That's how much I ain't got in his business now. So, nigga got 3 jobs. Well, you know, we carpool and stuff, so the people that I carpool with, you know what I mean? She know all this business. The oldest lady, like 60-some years old, so she telling us everything in the car on the way to work. So, it just trips me out because the little girl, 26 years old, the Caucasian dude that she was dealing with, like I said, he got 3 jobs, family guy. He don't got no kids of his own, help his sister take care of, you know, her kids, you know, like a lovable guy. And he's really, really sweet. I mean, so far from what I've noticed and talking to him, he always goes out his way to, you know, have a conversation with me. And, you know, so we talked about her. Come to find out, this little bitch dumped him because he don't call her enough. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, she's a clingy motherfucker.
One phone call. Bitch, he making money. You know, I wouldn't give a fuck if you want to see him. Bitch, listen, I will meet you at your house, motherfucker. I'm there when you get home, baby. I'll catch you at the house. You know what I'm saying? At his house. What? Or either he can come to your house. However we going to work it out. You know what I'm saying? You, if there's a will, there's a way. You know what I mean? Give her little gifts and shit. But anyways, so he get done with her. She start messing with this nappy-headed nigga. Okay? When I say it, nappy-headed. I don't know. What? I didn't know that it was some old kinky shit going on. I'm sitting right across the table from now. I'm nosy, and I'll see everything around. But I didn't see what was going on directly in front of me. How about
me like that.
The lady I talk with tells me that the reason she jumps up one day and she runs on the other side of the guy, the nappy-headed guy, and sits with him and says, "Ooh, I want some." So I'm just laughing because I think she's just teasing him. Come to find out, she tells me, "Niecy, you didn't notice what the fuck was going on." She said it was somebody sitting between them, someone else sitting first, it was a nappy-headed dude, the young 26-year-old guy, girl, then it was another person, and it was an older lady I carpooled with. I don't want to say her name on here. So anyway, she noticed this motherfucking nigga, the nappy-headed dude, had his hands in the bitch panties, in her pants, fingering her. And I wonder why little girls just keep busting out laughing and smiling and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm my fat ass eating. You know, I'm trying to eat before it's time to get to work or whatever. And I'm like, the fuck? And the little girl jerking his dick in his pants. I'm like, you nasty bitches. What? At the table? At the table?
In the cafeteria at y'all job? What kind of shit going on with Yogi?
Listen.
What? I need to come put in the application.
Bitches. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? So from that point on, listen, I just like, okay, it's rubbers in the rubbers where all the stuff is at. Use one's tied in a knot. Not only that situation, I find out 2 supervisors is fucking an employee. What the fuck is going on? That employee's no longer there. So it's like when I went out of town, somehow or another, something must have happened, you know what I'm saying, for him to be gone. I come back, the motherfucker gone, but I spotted, you know, one of the supervisors and him, you know, talking or whatever, you know, over in the corner, and her just grinning and shit. Nigga looked like he got, like, a deer in head, like, ugly motherfucker, but obviously she liked it. I said, everybody fucking, what the fuck's going on? You know? Everybody. I don't know, but the shit is crazy to me. I just couldn't get over this motherfucker. This motherfucker got his hands in this girl panties, and she got her hands in his drawers, and they going to work.
It's a time and a place for everything. To be doing that and jeopardize, no dick and no pussy is that good to jeopardize losing your job. And then on top of that, or being humiliated. What is, cameras everywhere all the time, and somebody's always
and they can't listen. I haven't said, you know what I'm saying, people, everybody don't even know the place of employment, but I'm saying it's cameras hanging every fucking where in this place. You know, they got millions of dollars worth of merchandises and all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? There's cameras everywhere. There's security watching the cameras all the time. I'm still trying to figure out where they were fucking at, because motherfuckers running in and out the bathroom 24/7. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't get it. I'm like, and I don't know. I wouldn't want to be in a serious relationship at the place that I got to work at. I'm going to go get my money, do what I got to do, and come back. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm like, it's kind of strange to me. Like, it's strange to me how, what, y'all motherfuckers can't see each other when you get home? What, you can't get none at home? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, well, somebody got a nigga. Somebody got a woman or a man or something. I don't know if the nappy head dude got a woman, but I know the little girl don't got shit. You know what I'm saying? She got a roommate. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, and I think that's a female. So I don't understand what the fuck is going on. I'm like, this
maybe
shit crazy
just getting off,
I don't want to touch
nothing. In public, though, because I know, like me, I don't mind doing freaky shit in public. I don't have a problem with that. I ain't going to say I ain't never snuck off and did some inappropriate shit, but have I ever done it at
but
my job?
But I'm saying
job?
That,
no,
but at
you
the fuck,
my
that's
bag.
What I'm saying. No, they right at the table. They right there. I'm just saying, look, I don't want to, I was wondering, so this shit crazy, so, you know, my mind, I be thinking all types of, I be looking at these motherfuckers like, what the fuck, you know, so now I don't even want to touch the door, you know, it's like swinging doors and you get ready to leave out, because I'm
come
like,
on,
I don't want my hands smelling like, I don't want, thank you, that's just nasty, I don't know what this bitch got, I go to rub my nose or rub my eye, you know, and then it's just so many fucking germs, and if we put them, we wear, you know, you're going to have gloves, you put on different shit on your hands, you know what I'm saying, but I just can't. I don't want it. I don't know what. I don't want the pussy touch. I don't want the dick touch. I don't want the juices. I don't want, you know, I don't want none of that. I don't want nothing that could possibly make me
motherfucking middle finger
sick,
strong as a
you know,
motherfucker.
This finger been doing weight.
Finger strong as a motherfucker. Fingers.
And
fingers
just
is
like giggling
strong.
And shit. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I'm so busy being nosy and everything else, I ain't looking at what the fuck is right in front of me. That's
like
shit crazy
that.
Than a motherfucker. I got up and moved down. I said from that point on, I don't sit across from them. I move down. I don't want no splashing, no nothing hitting me. Bitch, I'm trying. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. This bitch might squirt. I don't fucking know. But I don't want to be,
oh,
you know
wow.
what I'm saying? No, we don't want that problem. I'm trying to eat. I beat her up, and she, you know what I mean? She ain't do it purposely. She did it by letting him do that, though. No, no, I beat her up. Anything come over the table or under it. Mm-mm.
That's
crazy. Or he get
fucking
a nut.
Crazy.
No. I just don't understand. But they obviously, this is a regular thing. And so now I said the lady that I carpool with, she come or she told me about him when he was in the car, and I was like, are you fucking serious? She said, that's why I ran to the other side of him and said, I want some. You know what I mean?
Nah, I want some.
I
mean, what?
But she fucked with everybody. She fucked with everybody. But she was like, I want some. So I guess that was to let them know, oh, I see what you're doing.
Right.
You know?
Well, what do you expect? If you out in public, there are always eyes. There's eyes everywhere all the time. And why would you? First of all, I know they got hella cameras up in that joint. I know it's hella cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's
aside from that,
everywhere.
The people that's always the people that's strong on their phone getting stuff off. That just and I can't stand for a motherfucker to take pictures of me, record me without my consent. Don't do that. Don't do that, because I'm a matter of fact,
see,
you got to pack you
one place
like
in
me.
The whole building that we can have our cameras, our phones is in the, you know, in the little break room, cafeteria, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can have your phones in here, but we're not supposed to keep our phones, you know what I'm saying, enter into the rest of the building. You know what I mean? But I still be having mine, but I don't pull it out. But I do see some people who, you know, creep their phones out. I don't pull mine out because I know it's cameras everywhere. You know what I mean? Not trying to jeopardize my own shit. I get on mine in the bathroom when I go use the toilet. You know what I'm saying? But the shit is crazy than a motherfucker.
But when you do it in public, you deserve whatever repercussions.
Did it in a crowd. You know, most people do shit like that. They go sneak off. They be in a car. You know what I mean? Some type of bullshit like that. Not right in the come on now.
And it was some folks recently who was having sex in the back of the plane. And I ain't talking about the Mile High Club, like in the bathroom. I'm talking about they was in the last seat, the very last seat, you know, in the back. And they was smashing. I'm talking about she was on top. And the lady and her husband went to take a selfie. And just so happened to see in the camera, they fucking. Wait a minute. They smashing back here. Yes. They smashing.
What the fuck? Oh, they must have been in one of them little joints. Because, you know, the stewardess usually walking their asses off back and forth. They get it in. Goddamn shame. I want to know how the fuck they fuck up in them bathrooms. Because when I tell you, you be them pissed on yourself trying to force females. Tell your goddamn self trying to motherfucking get your pants up, get them down for a big bitch like me. Shit, that's a lot of work. Little ass bathroom. How two motherfuckers get up in there? Mm-mm. We all up on the ceiling and shit.
Hey,
my face smashed on the wall. My face smashed on the wall. Shit, hard work.
I mean, I have no problem with, you know, I'm not being freaky in public. Because I've done it before.
Yeah.
Elevator, pool, I mean, I've done it. So my thing,
yeah,
I've
different.
Never wanted to be in the Mile High Club because I'm a little phobic. I'm very OCD. I want nothing to touch me. I will die if I bump up against something or hit the. Oh my God, I die.
You don't know what motherfucker's doing in a plane, in the bathroom of that motherfucker too. Some of them little freaks come up to and go to jerking off. Yeah, said pay.
The bathroom smelling like the doozy, booty dick and pussy. Is that the doozy? What is that? Oh my goodness.
I'll be at work wondering, look, I kept saying, why my gloves smell like this? The first thing I thought about is how to touch this nigga been touching. That's all I be thinking. Why my gloves smell like this? I had to go get new gloves because I've been paranoid. It's paranoid. Why everything stinking to me in that motherfucker? And it's a clean facility, but what about the shit you can't?
But this is my thing. It's still bodily fluids, and to find, I would be a little mortified if I was digging through a box and found a condom. Cause motherfuckers,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This happened while I was in Chicago. This happened while I was in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? But when I came back and they told me about it, and I just happened to be talking to a girl saying, "Oh, did you hear about they found a condom?" She said I was the one who found it. I was like, "What?" Me? She said her and another guy. They was doing some shit. You know what I'm saying? In the area, and they was going through boxes and it was in there tied up. Ain't nobody shit.
So when
you know what I'm saying?
When they call
that
your name over
just,
the PA and said you come to human resources, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I hope that was
because
a good, deep, wet pussy.
DNA, listen, they said they were investigating. So they definitely, in order to work in this place, you have to give up DNA, criminal background, you have to do all of that shit in this facility. You know what I'm saying? So they got all that.
Moral of the story, y'all, no smashing at work. You there to make your money, not getting no ass. Go and drop y'all handles, man, because we about to get out of here.
Yeah.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, shit, Adele Space, all that extra space, everything. Niecy Honey Dip XXX@yahoo.com, and that's for bookings, and also Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. That's my manager. Get some bookings popping. And go and vote. Go to any of my social media, and I am actually trying to get this pre-nomination situation under control. So get some folks in. Go vote.
Word up. It's Rat Star. You can hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on my regular account, Cameron Cortez. Hit me up on my fan page, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Hit me up on Twitter, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on YouTube, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on my Instagram, Puertorriqueño 412. It's going down, man. Don't forget to look, check out for my new song coming out. I'm releasing it within a week or so. It's called Holla. And it's going to pop. It's going to bang. It's going to blow the industry like crazy. None of this bubblegum rap shit. You heard me?
None of that. Hey, we'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Dollhouse Radio, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. We appreciate anybody that tuned in, and we love you if you're listening on demand. It's all love. See y'all next week. We out of here with Kendrick Lamar, All the Stars. Let's go.
Yeah.
Radio, all talk, no filter. We out.